Well, it was just to say that I was born at Braeside of Lumsden. It'll be 88 years in come next June. And I walk to the school 3 miles every day, to the school and back home again. No lifts then, no cars or anything. And after I left the school, about when I was 14, I started working in the bakery at Lumsden and worked there. Where the sculpture shop is now, till I got married. And from there on, I've just lived in, well, we lived in a farm up at Todston, up the hill there, and for a year or two. And then we left there when I had my son and I had a daughter. My daughter was 6 months old, we went to Huntley, and my husband worked on a farm in Huntley for a while. And then we went to another farm in Gardley for a while, and we left there in about 1954, I think it was. And we came back to Lumsden to stay because my husband's father rented a croft down it in Lumsden here. So he was retiring, so my husband went on to cycle in Gartley and cycled up to Lumsden to see if it would be okay if we could rent the farm when he finished. So that's what we did. So then we went on to stay there until we retired again and built a house. But after we went into the croft, it wasn't long when Captain Lumsden, the laird from Clover, had died, so he left the estate of Clover to his was it a cousin or a nephew, I think? And was it a nephew he left it to?
A cousin.
Australia. In Australia. And he came home to see the estate, and he was okay, he was going to come, but he went back to Australia until the time to come, and there was a fever going in Australia, and him and his wife, I think, and the two children all died with it. So they are buried, they've got a place called the tomb in the village here, just down there. And they've got a...
So that's the whole family?
Well, that was the whole family. Yes. So there's a tomb down there. Yes. It's locked, really, but you can go in and see the coffin, kind of the coffin that's there, and their names are on it. So he was going to take over, so he didn't get, so the place was put up for sale. So we had to, I think there was two people going to have it, but they didn't take it, so it was put up, and we had to either buy our croft or get out, because everything was sold.
About 1950?
I can't remember when he died. I can't remember how long we was in the fire there for croft. I would need to look it up before he died, and then we had to either buy or get out. Mm-hmm. And what did the laird do? They sold all the farms around the hills. Mm-hmm. They kept all the places. Braeside, my father's farm, was just next the hill. Mm-hmm. So my father couldn't sell his. He had to stay. He just had to buy. He couldn't buy. He had to buy. He had to stay there because he used to... He was... He used to work with the lads since we was in when I was small, and he was a loader to them when they did the shooting.
The shooting used to,
So he worked there and he did the trapping. So we had to buy our croft, as I said, and we stayed there till 1993, when we thought we would retire. So we put our farm up for sale. So. We got the house sold to the policeman in Lumsden. He was to time the policeman had to, if they had to move, they had to buy a house themselves, or else stay where they were. So he didn't want to move because he the children was to school and they didn't want to move. So he came down to see our house and everything, and I said to him, "What are you going to do with the land?" And he said, "Oh well, he didn't want the land, he just wanted the house." So I've still got the land. So what I had to do was come out of there and build a house in my own land and cross at the Clover Road here. And I've been there since 1993, up until now. So,
was there something about in the winter you went, somebody
well,
had a sledge?
Well, at the school, when we went to the school, you see, we had to walk. We'd
yes.
walk 3 miles.
Yes.
And
there
we
wasn't
had,
a sledge.
No, there was nothing. You had to, no, you had to walk.
Peggy.
Well, you had to, you pined up. You, but we didn't,
take
them to the school.
No,
no.
Oh, aye.
That's just the school for when we just walked. And I'm minding walking in the snow between January to March, which sometimes was never clear because there was no snow plows. And we used to, when we was going home at night, the snow was up to the top of the posts.
Mm-hmm.
And when the good snow went away, it was a farm at New Mill, and they used turnips, and we used to pull a turnip and knock it in the post and some of it on the way home. But we never, we was lucky really when we was young, because in the village, they used to say they only got meat once a week and was on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was a gamekeeper, and so we could have a rabbit, we could have a chicken on the farm, or we could a bit of deer,
yes.
if you poached and got a deer. So we was lucky.
And the deer come down to
they do come back down to houses.
Did you two